It is World Sleep Day. We have someone on the phone who's going to help you. There is not one person listening right now that does not have an issue with sleep, whether they're getting not enough, whether they don't know how to fall asleep. We've got a registered nurse. She's a certified sleep practitioner. Her name is Deb Herdman. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thank you, Bianca. Lovely to be on.
Now, listen, this is crazy, right? Because, look, apparently anything less than 6 hours a night is really detrimental to our health. What does that do to our brain and our function, getting less than 6 hours ongoing?
Look, really bad. It actually is has a big effect not only on your emotional state, but also on your physical state. So you're a lot more likely to have some of those awful things like cardiovascular disease or hypertension, diabetes, cancer. And as it goes for your brain, you know, people are much more at higher risk of developing depression.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I get depressed if I'm tired.
Really,
my God.
Really recertifying my choice of a career in breakfast radio there, Deb. Thanks a lot, mate.
No wonder I'm depressed.
Deb, there's plenty of parents listening right now who've got young kids that are up constantly through the night. I'm like, I'd love to get more sleep, but I don't know how to. How can you get more sleep in your nights?
Yeah, look, you have to step back and just take a look at the whole picture. Figure out what's actually leading to, you know, some of those things that are leading to you not getting enough sleep. And often people miss those sleep cues. So they engage in behaviours that completely ignore those tired eyes and those feelings of it's time to go to bed.
Yep.
One of the things, too, that you should look at is sleep pressure. So we have sleep pressure when we're feeling sleepy, and it's really important to understand that that's one of the biological cues for feeling like it's time to go to sleep. Trying to go to sleep when you're not sleepy is just going to result in you lying there staring at the ceiling for hours, and that's going to make you feel more frustrated.
But also, Deb, I mean, the age-old thing is get off your screens at least 30 minutes before bed. I mean,
turn your lights down
as well.
I struggle
with that. Yeah,
it a bit darker.
Yeah, make the room. I've got a Himalayan rock salt, like the pink, the dark lamps. Apparently, having dark a room helps your body recognize that. You know,
what's some tips?
Yeah,
you're so right, Bianca. Dark room is absolutely imperative. Light is one of the things that influences our melatonin. So when you turn on the lights, you decrease your melatonin. But some of the things that people will buy, don't have the research behind them, but, you know, you certainly can do a lot to help yourself sleep. Dark room, absolutely important. Room temperature is vital, so not having your room too hot.
See, a lot of people miss that. A lot of people miss that. So if your room's too hot, if you're sleeping with a doona with your partner and it's too hot for you, you don't, you know, you forget that. You need the room to be a certain temperature.
Yeah, cold's
for that.
A big thing. And Deb, just quickly, sorry, B, I just get in on this because I've had mixed reviews on napping because it can affect your sleep at night.
Yeah.
God, it can refresh you during the day. Is napping good or bad?
Yep. Napping's one of those things that can interfere with your sleep pressure. So if you're going to have a nap, set a timer, make it really short, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You don't want to get into deep sleep.
Oh, God.
Because no siestas.
15, 20 minutes for a nap. And also, melatonin is meant to be amazing as well, but obviously see your doctor for that, Deb.
Look, melatonin can be purchased over the counter, but we recommend that you don't go that way because the level of melatonin is often unregulated, so you have no idea that you're actually even getting anywhere near what's listed on the bottle.
No,
so
go and see your doctor.
Yes, you do, and be careful if you're taking some of the brands that are long acting. You don't want to take those because they will actually interfere with your circadian rhythm.
All my melatonin advice there, Gold Coast. That's just me. I take whatever I can get to get to sleep. That's probably not good advice.
The registered nurse, thanks for joining us this morning, Deb.
World Sleep Day.
There you go. So what do we learn? Make the room darker.
Make the room dark. Only nap for 20 minutes.
She was being polite. She heard Himalayan rock salt lamp, and she said, some things are unverified. I think she's saying that was bullshit.
No, don't.
She was saying that.
Get the rock salt.